Baruchu Menachem, we're up to Reish Lamed Gimel. Now here we're going in order, it's still all about Pesach, but I guess we have to continue the spirit of Pesach, so we'll continue with this. And this is also from the Rebbe's Haggadah. The issue is, when does one set up the plate, the Kaira? In the some places it says that you put the Kaira for the Seder, you do it before you go to Shul, to Daven Mincha Maariv. But the Rebbe brings down that in our custom, as it's brought down in the Siddur Rav Rashkov, over there it says that you do it after you come home, and before you, that's when you prepare the Kaira. They bring down interesting over here that the Rebbe, by the previous Rebbe, and it also... This is from the Rebbe's saying that it seems also by his father, the Rebbe Rashab, at the time that they were doing the Seder, and the same was true when they would blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, so the Siddur Arizal was there too, the addition of Harav Rashkov. That was in addition to the Siddur from which he would actually say the Haggadah, and from time to time he would look into that Siddur. And that Siddur comes also from the Tzemach Tzedek, as it's pointed out on the Siddur, my writing of my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, that he wrote on the Siddur that it was by the Tzemach Tzedek. So that tells us that the Tzemach Tzedek had chosen with a special dearness the Siddur of Rav Rashkov, more than the other versions of the Siddur Arizal. This is from Torah Menachem, Chedek Lamates, Amud 283. But in any event, that's the way Brother Rav Rashkov. And the fact that the Mishnah says that the matbil, the thing that you're dipping in, was brought after that was after the drinking of the cup. So it almost sounds like the plate, which of course the plate also has the matbil on it. It has the vegetable that you're going to use for dipping. Over there it says in the Mishnah that you brought it after they made the Kiddush. And the Rebbe explains that that is based on the fact that they had small tables and they would bring in the table after the davening, as opposed to nowadays, which we can't schlep the table, it's a large table, so since we bring the table before, we also prepare the Kaira before Kiddush, and not after Kiddush, and not before going to Shul.